This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It can feel like we're swimming in a sea of corruption in this country. It's unclear who exactly is in charge and what role they play. The same influential people seem to reappear time after time in different professional guises, pressing their own agendas in one venue after another. According to award-winning public policy scholar and anthropologist Janine Waddell, these are the powerful shadow elite, the main players in a vexing new system of power and influence that has taken control of our country. The new book is Shadow Elite, How the World's New Power Brokers Undermine Democracy, Government, and the Free Market. It's an honor to welcome to this program author Janine Waddell. She's a professor at the School of Public Policy at George Mason University and a fellow at the New America Foundation. Janine, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're here. So who exactly is the shadow elite and why should we be concerned?
Well, this is a new breed of players that have gained power and influence over the past two decades, and they're unelected, often even unappointed, or in quasi-government roles, but they wield enormous power and influence in public policy matters in many fields, but we should be concerned because they are about serving their own agendas and those of their associates, even as they often work in government or as consultants for government. They're loyal to their own and not to the public. They're not about serving the public interest. So they and because they play these overlapping roles, they move seamlessly among government, business, media, think tanks, and across national borders. They're very difficult. It's very difficult for we, the public, to know what's going on. It even takes investigative reporters, And as you know, unfortunately, there are fewer and fewer of them today. It would take an investigative reporter following these players around to really know whose agendas they're serving. So they're not accountable to us, and yet they're unelected and often unappointed. So it's a real problem in a democratic society when there's no mechanism or very few mechanisms of accountability. And these are the big power brokers. Take, for example, Tom Daschle, a former senator, who's been a policy advisor to President Obama and to congressional leaders in the healthcare on healthcare reform issues. Well, he's been an important player in helping to shape healthcare reform policy, and he's met with the president and with the vice president and with the senator Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to strategize on healthcare reform. But he also is a consultant to medical insurance and pharmaceutical companies, and during the same time period when he was serving as an advisor to President Obama, he was also advising the healthcare industry on applying new information technologies in healthcare. And he was on the payroll of a prominent law firm. So the question for citizens is, what is his agenda? Who does he represent? And how can we, the public, know? I mean, we don't have the benefit of most of us of knowing him or of being in the closed door meetings where he is where he's present and others are present. And we can't really look to the legal system either, because what he's doing is not illegal. And he's not subject to ethics regulations because he's not a registered lobbyist.
My guest is Janine Waddell, award-winning author. Her new book is Shadow Elite, How the World's New Power Brokers Undermine Democracy, Government, and the Free Market. So this, if I hear you right, we've gone way beyond the old boys network, the back room, smoke-filled
Absolutely.
Room from 100 years ago. This is sort of the new breed of that take
Absolutely.
On steroids, taken to a whole new level.
That's right. And they're less visible, they're more peripatetic than in the past. That is, they move seamlessly among their overlapping roles in government, business, think tanks, media, and across national borders. And they use the information and access that they have in their official roles to serve their agendas in other venues, and they do this without fully revealing what they're up to. So again, we the public don't have a means of really knowing what's going on what they're up to, and they're less visible than in the past, and they're much harder to track because they play more roles. So much more of government is outside of formal government, even than if you compare today with 10 years ago and certainly 20 years ago. So much of federal government is contracted out, so that 3/4 of people working for the federal government today are actually private contractors.
Janine, talk about that a little bit, this whole idea of privatizing government, because it seems sort of knee-jerk in a way that's very popular among conservatives, and yet if you sort of follow the argument through, it seems to undermine the very thing that they're arguing for.
Well, I think the problem, and actually, I think a lot of conservatives are waking up to this. I think that the real problem is the bottom line problem is whether our democracy can be counted on to act in the national and public interest, because it's no longer a matter of contractors doing the cafeteria service or the gardening or the print shop. They're actually now doing core government functions. They run intelligence operations, they control crucial databases, they draft official documents, they choose and oversee other contracts, they manage government bailouts and stimulus packages, and sometimes these are contractor firms that can hardly be said to be disinterested. And I've read lots of government reports by the Government Accountability Office, the inspectors general of various agencies, and the leaders of congressional testimony of various agencies, and these people are asking questions about whether government has the information, the expertise, and the personnel to manage contractors, or is it the other way around? And can government really act? Who sets policy? Is it government or contractors? And is it just then government officials, say, signing on the dotted line? So the real question, I think, for all of us is whether we can be, whose interests are being served? Can our government, given these circumstances, can it really be counted on to act in our interest and in the national interest, or is it contractors who are setting the agendas,
serving private interests? Yeah,
right. Their own private interests.
Well, Janine, we're talking with Janine Waddell. The new book is Shadow Elite: How the World's New Power Brokers Undermine Democracy, Government, and the Free Market. She's a professor at George Mason University School of Public Policy, and we're honored to have her on the program. I would be remiss if I did not mention Mr. Jefferson. Of course, we're here in Charlottesville, and Jefferson warned us, Janine, that we always have to keep a diligent watch for the three factors in society that are always beating at the door to take over the government, and those are the very, very mega wealthy few who want control of the government, war profiteers, those who profit from war, and the religious fundamentalists who want public policy to reflect their specific religious dogma. And it would seem to me that in many respects, not only was Jefferson right, but that we've lost, that those people not only are beating at the door, but they're driving the bus.
Well, yes. I mean, I think the real issue is that, I mean, the shadow elite, what I call the shadow elite, these Flexians who I've called Flexians because they're noted, they're flexible in the roles that they play, the overlapping roles that they play, and FlexNets because they work in networks. In these interlocking closed networks that snake both in and out of government and through think tanks and business and so on, and they coordinate their network agenda in order to serve their own interests rather than those of the organizations that they're affiliated with. You know, this kind of organizing, this new form of power broker, really knows no particular political affiliation. They do tend to have lots of money because they're often using their the agendas that they have are at least often in part about making money. But they're touting a particular line, you know, sometimes parading as experts on television. Whereas in fact they have other interests in the matter that they're espousing on.
So what can people do? I mean, for those of us who've woken up to the fact that, you know, government doesn't exactly work like you think it works, and there's a whole lot going on in Washington that's corrupt to the core.
Exactly.
How can we have good government? I mean, how can we as Americans?
I think what we must do is to demand transparency. We can get information, and we can support, you know, public interest organizations like say the Center for Public Integrity or Project on Government Oversight. I'm just naming a couple that really do serious investigative reporting, and we can get our information about what's going on from those kinds of sources. The Huffington Post does some good investigative work, and so the first thing is to be informed and to demand transparency. I mean, when we see, for example, Michael Chertoff on the air, who's being presented as as an expert on airline security, the former Homeland Security chief, and he is advocating full body scanners as the cure all for airport security, and then later we learn that he has an interest in firms. I mean, he actually has a firm that manufactures this piece of equipment, you know, or he is representing a firm that manufactures this.
Janine,
equipment.
What do you say? What is your response to somebody who says, "Well, it's always worked this way"?
It hasn't. These players are playing more roles because they're so much more of government and policy is outside government, and they're moving around much more than they used to. It's not just the revolving door; it's what's now been called the evolving door. They're organizing in networks. It's no longer the power elite of fifty years ago. It's the shadow elite, where they're where they're organized in networks. They're moving around a lot, and these players specialize in branding. It's no longer the boring talking heads of the past with their charts and graphs. These players they're very seductive because they're good at marketing, they're good at branding, and they don't have any shame. And that's one of the key issues for our culture is, you know, even when investigative reporters and even when people are outed, they still get put on the air. And everyone seems to, or many people seem to accept that.
Yeah.
So that's a real thing. I mean, that's a real issue that we as Americans have to grapple with. We have to think about where we are and if that's the kind of society that we want.
And the really scary thing is this is a message for the right and the left.
Absolutely. This is not a partisan message. This goes on every ideological persuasion. The major power brokers are operating this way. That is the way that they are can be truly effective.
Yeah, and the threat is to democracy as well as it is to the way that the free market, we would want it to work ideally.
Oh, absolutely.
They're destroying
absolutely.
Both.
This is not about, I mean, these players destroy the free market. They break the rules both of the free market, which is of competition. They don't want competition. They don't want markets. They want deals with the government. so, you know, the government contractors that I write about are all about trying to get more, you know, more contracts, and they operate like government bureaucracies to a large degree. I mean, they're not actually subjecting themselves to market mechanisms at all, which would be to competition.
Yeah.
And these players also break the rules of the government, which would be the rules of accountability. So we have the worst of all possible
yeah.
worlds.
It's the very type of government in many respects that we overthrew in 1776. I mean, when we stood up as Americans and said, we don't want a government that is in bed with big business. At the time, it was the East India Company. And we don't want this collusion. This is not healthy for a free people. And that's what we want.
Right. And the East India Company, at that time, it was easier to spot. It was more visible. The players that I'm talking about and the today's power brokers are really less visible. You know, even though, I mean, they're often in the media, but their roles, many of their roles are not fully revealed, and we, the public, can't really know what they're up to.
Yeah, we don't know who's cutting their checks.
So in that sense, they're more insidious, they're more dangerous, because they're less visible.
Janine Waddell, she's a professor at the School of Public Policy at George Mason University. Her new book, Must Reading, fantastic book, it's Shadow Elite, How the World's New Power Brokers Undermine Democracy, Government, and the Free Market. Janine, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.